Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
The soil, ladies and gentlemen, I've decided to put Kat on the spot. Kat, come through. All right, so Kat is like the ultimate gossip queen around here. That's why she was hired here. So she sent in a CV and she was asked, what do you do? Just listen, I don't know many things, but gossip is my thing.
Oh my God.
So
that's Sia, not me.
In true Kat fashion.
Oh my God.
When I got in here, listen, she was foaming at the mouth, excited. She was telling me about what's happening with Casper. And I said, okay, fine. Why don't I bring you on board so you can tell us what's really going on with Casper? Because you had like 50 updates at the same time.
No, I didn't.
There's a Boity update. There is another one about a single.
Cats.
Yo.
My job was to tell you, and then you were supposed to tell everyone. But anyways, so last there's a show called Lip Sync Battle on MTV, right?
Yes.
So last night, the first Lip Sync Battle
it started
Africa,
yesterday, yeah.
Yes, which was with Boity and Casper,
yeah,
who obviously used to date. They're exes now.
Okay.
But now, today, this morning, Casper dropped a song called Super X.
Okay.
The song is about Boity, but Amanda gets mentioned in the song.
Yes. Yo, and what a mention.
Yeah. He's like, something like, at least you didn't cheat like DuPont.
Yes.
So now, I was just saying that I think it's perfect timing because people are still talking about the episode last night and then he drops his single.
Okay.
It's not very good, but, you know.
The single is not good?
I mean, it's aight.
Okay. So Duncan thinks it sounds like Drake.
Maybe he's trying to sound like
Let
Drake.
Me ask you something, though. Is Casper really good at what he does? Does he have this impeccable timing and good instinct for just capturing audiences? What do you think the move is here?
Some of his songs are really good.
No, let's talk about this song right now. It's called Super X.
Yeah.
It's obviously aimed at...
He still loves
at...
Boity.
Okay.
Because, you know, they started dating before any of us knew who any of them were. Like, when
you
they
would,
were,
you would
when
know
they were
that.
Teens. No, I saw it on Nolene, okay?
None of us know that.
They started dating when they were in their teenage years or whatever. They've known each other for a very long time. And they did the on and off dating thing. But okay. Now it's off. Because Casper says he can't focus on his music or whatever, whatever. But now, after the song dropped this morning, people are like, oh, guys, please get back together. Da, 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 da.
Do you think Casper is trying to get back together with Boity? Or he's just...
How? Because they broke up like 3 weeks ago or something. I think he's... Like, you know, as a guy, there's always that one girl who'll always have your heart. I think that's how it is with him and Boity.
Okay.
But because of their careers, it doesn't allow them to be together at the moment. It's too much stress on both of them.
Okay.
I think that's how it is.
So, Kat, with that immense... inside,
piece of information.
Inside into Casper and Boity. In fact, here's the song. It's called Super X. When we come back, we've got another guest already waiting in studio. Don't move.
Man, she got powers. Believe me, she does. Man, she got powers, believe me, she does. You might think I'm crazy, maybe too jaded. I barely diss ladies, but right now I'm faded. Girl, I'm Super X, girlfriend. You my Super X, girlfriend. You my super, super, super. Girlfriend, yeah. And I just broke up with my girlfriend. To me, she used to mean the world, man. Maybe I'm too committed to the music. Maybe I'm stupid, I'm too much of a cool kid. Mudimun tuse, mudimun tuse. Too much to deal with, what am I doing? Yeah.
Now, why did you find another rap? And they fall in love. Sometimes I find myself feeling lonely, thinking, what if she really was my soulmate?
And she got powers, believe me, she does. Man, she got powers, believe me, she does. Might think I'm crazy, maybe too jaded. I barely did. first lady. But right now I'm faded, cause my super ex girlfriend, she my super ex girlfriend, she my super, super, super. Well, there goes the power couple. I really thought we would make it. Maybe we would've if I wasn't as famous. And you ain't really have to go to the papers behind my back and only tell me when the cover came out. Girl, that was whack, but it's cool. I'm not trying to highlight all the negatives. My love was real and I don't wanna discredit it. You got along with my mom and all my relatives. My dad said you the one before we ended it. He kept telling me to fight for you, but that don't matter now. You chose to make it official, hope you feel better now. All I have is these memories of how we used to make love and how we used to promise each other we'd never break up. Love is for the strong and the brave. Love is for the strong and the brave. Solo war, they won't notice, cause the heart don't make a noise when it breaks. The heart don't make a noise when it breaks. It's gonna be a little hard to move on. At least you never cheated like Miss DuPont. I'm at a point where I wanna start a family, but I can find the right type of woman to give a newborn. Man, I don't wanna stress about a blessing or get another celebrity honey cause of pressure. It gets hard as a mahogany object. Relationships are now a popularity contest. I wrote this very late, these are loser hours. We disappointed our fans and those who knew about us. Now we ain't seeing each other, you are invincible to me. I hope you're happy, you've always wanted a superpower.
Super ex girlfriend, you're my super ex.
Okay, I need to make sure I understand this. In fact, Kat, I still need you back here. He says, there's a part where he says, we hardly ever see each other, you are invincible to me. No. Did I? Am I the only one who heard that part?
I heard it.
No. He said. This is the context. He said, "We hardly ever see one another or each other. You are invincible to me." No, did he not say that?
I can clear it up.
Okay. No. Listen. Duncan is gonna try and clear it up. Listen, I know on social media, everybody already has the song right now. Play it back and then you tweet me and let me know what he's saying. Does that make sense? Okay, I just want to understand.
Well, my understanding of it, O'Neal, is that maybe he's not saying invisible.
No, he said invincible, yeah.
Invincible would be the superpower, as in like no one can destroy you. Not invisible as opposed to no one
Listen,
can see you.
Don't isolate it. Mm. There's a line before that. Okay.
Yeah.
You and I—we hardly ever see each other. Mm. You are invincible to me.
That's anyway. What rappers do. That's what rappers do.
What do you mean?
They bring words that don't exist together. So he's doing
okay.
His job.
Look. It can still work, but I just wanted to make sure that I understand. You guys understood it the way I understand it. Anyway, that's Casper Nyovest. It's a new one. It's called Super X. It's a song that everyone is talking about, and we thought we should just. Bring in a bit of perspective, courtesy of Kat, the producer. She did such an awesome job. We've got one more guest joining us in the studio. Don't move.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real local central. Radio has never been this good. A real local central.
She bona ke, she itisela timfulo.
Dwashi Sangi, she
outstanding. This is Tribute. She's here with us in the studio. Welcome to the show, Tribute.
Thank you very much.
You're amazing. Your sound is so crisp. It's so rich.
Thank you.
Now, I'm looking at a album here, Tribute. Bedimboweni.
Yes.
Is this the only album you have?
That's the only album I have. Actually, the album is... We launched it last year today, exactly. We were launching the album at the Orbit in Bramfontein.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How long have you been singing for?
Sheesh. I would have to give you a whole history. I've been singing since I was young. I grew up in a churchy family. And so I've been singing, as you would know... The church experience in Africa, in South Africa, and in fact in the whole world is, you know, music is a central part of that, you know.
Yes.
So growing up, both my parents were raised in the church, and so we were raised in the church. And so I grew up singing, you know, and then it became, you know, groups outside of the church. It became, you know, singing at weddings and then your poetry sessions and stuff like that, until in 2012 I decided to, you know, to pursue my music career as a solo artist and as a solo performer. And yeah, it's just been up and up from then.
Why the sound?
The sound is, it basically speaks of the influences, the different influences, you know, growing up. I, you know, my parents listened to a lot of, my dad mostly listened to a lot of reggae and a lot of gospel music, you know, contemporary gospel and traditional gospel. And then later on, you know, there was the R&B and neo soul influence. So throughout my album, you'll hear different, you know, different influences. And there's also the jazzy influence as well, you know. But the content of the music, especially on this song, it tells the story of an African child growing up, you know. So the chorus on this song is a song that we used to sing when I was growing up, you know, when it would start raining, we'd start running outside, because I grew up in Mkhuhlu, you know, in the rural areas. And so when it would start raining, we'd get very excited and go outside and start singing Fulayanam to to to. And so that's what it means. It means it is raining, and we would harvest all sorts of things that I mentioned in the song. So yeah, the whole song was built around all of that, you know. But it speaks of different things that I'm also passionate about, you know. It speaks about the issue of the environment, so the significance of rain for people and nature, really, you know. And yeah, I could go on and on about this song.
Do you write your music?
I do.
Music?
I do. Most of the songs on the album was written by myself. You know, it was important for me to write about my own experiences and observations, because how else do I tell my story than to write the story myself? You know, so yeah.
Was it easy for you to break into the industry and record an album?
It really was not so difficult for me. And I was really, you know, blessed. My whole experience has been, you know, an unfolding of blessings, because as soon as I started going out there and wanting to gain experience in terms of performing as a solo performer, that's the exact year that I met Ubabsi Postole of Native Rhythms. And he said, you know, when he first heard me sing, he said, I see you working with us at Native Rhythms. And I was really nervous about the whole thing, you know, because I was only starting out and I felt I needed to learn more about writing and I needed to learn more about the business of music. But he was really patient with me, you know, so he let me go. I went, you know, I left for Qatar, went to perform there for 4 months, came back, you know, performed in Zambia and performed in all sorts of places, and went to Dubai again for 3 months. And so, you know, and as soon as I said I want to do this, things just started happening for me, and I'm really grateful for that.
Nice. One of the things we do here is we do live performances.
Mm-hmm.
Junior here is going to play some keys for you.
Yeah.
Your job is to come up with the melody and sing something for us. Are you ready?
Woo! Okay.
You decide. If you like what he's playing, you let him know. And if you want him to switch it up, he can do so.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe I should kind of lead him.
Okay, that's fine. That's still okay.
Okay.
Are you happy with that, Junior?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So she's going to lead the way. Tribute is with us in the studio. More guests lined up on the show.
Okay. I can't believe that I'm here once again. I'm chilling with O'Neal. Yeah, we're doing this once again. Yeah, I heard him say O'Neal on Cliff Central. O'Neal on Cliff Central. O'Neal on Cliff Central. O'Neal on Cliff Central. Said I'm here once again to free my Africanness. Free my Africanness. Free my Africanness. And you hear me say, Wale Watua, Naimba Kakama. Wale Watua, Waimba Kakama. Wale Watua, Naimba Kakama. Wale Watua, and we'll say again, Ingele mingele 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 Cliff Central, O'Neal on Cliff Central, O'Neal on Cliff Central, O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Nice. So this is easy for you. You do, like, you make it look so easy.
Oh, believe me, it's not.
And in terms of your career as an artist,
mm-hmm.
What do you perform? What do you prefer? Going into the studio or performing live?
Oh, performing live will always be my number one.
Okay.
I've you know, starting out when I wanted to, you know, to pursue my career as a solo performer, I just saw myself on stages. You know, I really did not see myself on, you know, in studio. But I've come to value the studio experience as well, you know, because it sets the foundation. You know, we went into studio and we recorded the album, and people could only know about me when they started hearing the album and when the album was out there, you know. And the album in itself has got a big role to play, because it's opened so many doors for me. Oh man, I've performed on so many beautiful stages in the last year alone.
performed at the, you know, performed at the Orbit where we launched my album to a sold out venue, performed at the State Theater, performed, you know, at the Market Theater, and recently have just come back from performing at the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. And so, you know, all these experiences, I learned so much about myself as a performer. And, you know, what I love mostly about performing live is that, you know, there are so many elements that after the recording, there are so many other elements that come to my head and I'm like, okay, maybe we should try this, you know, so there's room to try even more things and to bring in, you know, different energy live.
The name Tribute.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That is a gift of thanksgiving to God. So when I was born, my parents were like, thank you for everything you've done for us. This is your gift.
And that's an amazing name, by the way.
I always say I was born into a stage name. Thank you. Because a lot of people usually think this is not my name. They
so
usually
it's
think
your name.
It's actually
in
my name.
It's
on
ID.
My ID, yes.
Wow. Tribute.
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend? Where are you performing? Are you performing?
This weekend, I'm not performing this weekend, but we've got an amazing show coming up. We are doing the Africa Day concert on the 28th of May.
Yes.
Oh, man. Absolutely looking forward to that. I'm working with the guys already, working on the set for that. We are preparing something really special, you know. Looking forward to telling the African story, you know, musically in my experience. You know, I listen to a lot of my brother, my older brother, got me into, you know, the Congolese rumba. So I'm hoping to include that on my set.
Nice.
As well. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we've got amazing performers and writers in Africa. So looking to celebrate that.
What is your dream?
My dream. I just dream of living and loving the best way I know how, and doing the things that I love, you know, while I still have the time. And fortunately, I'm blessed to be living that.
Is there any motto you live by?
Let love lead. Let love lead. That's my motto, you know, amongst others. There's, you know, Black Child You Can, which I'm really passionate about as well, you know. But let love lead is my main motto.
What is love?
Love for me. Love in its purest form is it's humanity. You know, it's treating the next person as, you know, as a human first before you know about them or before you know about the things that they do. So, yeah.
What are the things that you're passionate about that you feel the general public does not know about you?
I'm passionate about nature and, you know, environmental responsibility, you know, so us taking care of the nature as we see it and as we exist within it on an everyday basis, because most times a lot of people think that nature is what exists at the Kruger National Park or at the national parks, wherever, you know, it's all around us. And so we should learn to, you know, effortfully take care of it on an everyday basis. And it's small, you know, it's small actions like picking up litter, you know, and switching off the lights when you're not using them, and, you know, conserving water. And yeah, an interesting thing about water. Yay, there was no water in Pretoria, you know, this whole morning.
You realize how important it is.
And, you know, and my personal thing is be aware of it on an everyday basis, whether it's there or not.
Tribute, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll wrap up our discussion. More guests will be joining us on the show.
It's O'Neill Africa, Clip Central, OOC. It's O'Neill Africa.
The same, the same.
Her name is Tributes on WC. Everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. I'll share the link across all my social media platforms. And my handle is O'Neill Africa. So everything will be available 30 minutes on the other side at 4 p.m. So we wrap up with Tribute. If there's anything you wish to say to your fans, what is it?
Oh, man. My supporters have been really, really amazing. I've received so much support in the last year alone, you know. And today has been a very significant day because it's been that day where I look back, you know, since we launched the album. And, you know, I've had people following me from, you know, the first show that they see me performing in, and they come to the next show, you know. And so I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for the, you know, for the love and the appreciation, and, you know, for spreading the word about my music, and onwards and upwards.
Well, we thank you, and you have such remarkable talent, and please come back here and share more of you with us.
Yes, please.
All right. Tribute, ladies and gentlemen. How do we get in touch with you?
Birdie Worldwide on Twitter and on Instagram. Tribute Birdie Mboweni on Facebook. I'm very active on the social media platforms. And my website is www.birdieworldwide.com. Get in touch. I will respond back.
Yet another amazing artist joins us on the other side of this.
Tandonje, tandonje, Azuchi Kodo, Azuchi Kodo, I'm like, what's good, my nigga? She's like, Sandela Sandra Sam, Ozong Wambi figure, Dalangi Glindile, Dalangi Glindile. Let's get to the business. I eat it from start to finish, I eat it from start to finish. I got her moaning all the way. Girl, it's okay, you know I got it. So come closer and let me give you more. You pull up to my crib, come and say what's up, we should just fuck, cause lately this girl ain't getting enough. You should pull up to my crib, come and say what's up, we should just fuck, lately she be saying I ain't giving enough. So I pull up to the crib and say shawty what's up, lately she be saying I ain't giving enough. So I pull up to the crib and say shawty what's up. She been saying I ain't giving her enough. So I pull up to the crib and say, shorty, what's up? Lately she been saying I ain't giving her enough. So I pull up to the crib and say, shorty, what's up? What's up? She out here in Gucci and I'm out here in Louis. Baby, don't worry, I'm in the house, sipping on bottles we can't pronounce. She like, boy, how it tastes when you eat it. I'm like, girl, round two, I think I need it. I said, I'm a leg, I'm got me down on my knees. She like, please go back down on your knees. Turn into a freak every time we're in the sheets. And I take it down with ease, got her knees weak. Cause I'm a beast, and I'm a problem. I'm a motherfucking lion, roaring that pussy, and you know I ain't lying, yeah. I'm a beast, and I'm a problem. I'm a motherfucking lion. Said I ruined that pussy, and you know I ain't lying. She wanted, I gave her. Nobody can save her. I'm on my worst behavior. She's not into girls, but I change her. She calling me savior. So let me give you more. Lately, she be saying I ain't give her enough.
So a colleague actually introduced me to her body of work. Amazing stuff. Her name is Tando, and this song is called She.
Yes.
It obviously samples one of South Africa's greatest bands of all time, Boom Shaka, Free. I've seen what you do. How do you put it into words? What is it that you do?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Okay.
But I take popular songs and I turn them into covers. So I basically record my own version of how I hear the original song.
How long have you been doing this for?
2 years.
2 years now?
Yes.
Is there... do you have any plans to work on your own album and put it out?
Yeah, I'm currently working on my EP.
Okay.
Set to be released in June.
Do you remember the first cover you did?
Yes, Puma Game.
Interesting stuff. Like, for me, it's unbelievable. These artists that you cover, if they heard some of the stuff you do...
Yeah, Casper heard it.
What did he think of it?
He actually really loved it. It was one of the reasons why he dropped the track. He did say, well, that's what he mentioned. He said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have dropped it. So I'm glad I could do that.
So your relationship with music, let's talk about that. Where does it come from?
Music is a place I had found, you know, like it was my happy place that I found. So that is what it is to me. It's like my life. Mm-hmm. I live, eat, breathe music now. Yeah, so it was my happy place from what I had been through. Music had to be my happy place. Was the only way I could actually explain or put in words and put in songs what I'm going through.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pretoria.
Okay. And do you come from a big family?
Yeah, a very big family.
Okay. Are you close?
Yeah, definitely. All of us are close.
What has been the biggest lesson you've learned thus far in life in general?
Never forget the people that are shining the light behind you.
I like that. Among your family, who are you closest to?
My mother.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Is she still around?
Yeah.
Do you talk a lot?
All the time.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something interesting. You said, look, obviously what you do, music is very instrumental to what you may have gone through and what you do.
Yeah.
You want to share some of your experiences with us?
Got me emotional. I lost a friend last year. Her name was Carla. She committed suicide.
Shame, man. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, so it was a very close friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys grew up together?
Yeah, we used to dance together. We were in the same dance crew.
Oh, you used to dance together?
Yeah. So okay. I used to be a dancer before I started doing music.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see it coming in any way?
Not at all.
No signs?
Not at all. It was very unexpected.
How did you find out?
I got a call from a friend and she had posted a suicide note.
And, on social media?
Yeah. So she posted a suicide note, yeah. But it was too late, you know?
That is tragic.
Yeah.
Do you know what the problem was with
her? I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I had known. But...
how are you dealing with it? Obviously, it can't be easy.
Yeah, well, that's why there's music. You know, just live life. You write what you feel, put it in a song, and hopefully there's other people who can catch on the message, you know, and hear it out. Maybe they could change someone else's life, you know.
Are you close to a family?
Yeah.
Do you talk?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Are you seeing anyone professionally to try and help you deal with the situation?
It's not a situation that needs to, like, honestly be dealt with.
Yeah.
Like, I think music has my back. You know, I think I'm good where I am.
What if your friend were alive today?
Yeah.
What would you say to her?
I love
now you. Knowing that she was obviously troubled at some point.
Yeah.
What would you say to her if she were to hear you?
I'd tell her that I love her, man. You know, I appreciate her, and I'd be there for her whenever she needed me. So I was literally just a text away. If you had a problem, just let me know, you know. And she was very supportive with my music. She was like actually one of those people who were like, dude, you need to start taking your career seriously, you know.
Yeah.
So I think wherever she is right now, she's proud, you know. I'm getting somewhere.
Are there the days when it's harder?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you ever want to quit what you're doing?
I've wanted to a couple of times, but I'd bump into people in the streets and they'd be like, yo, I know you, I saw you on Instagram, I really love what you do.
Yeah.
I think you should make more music. So that inspires me to actually just keep going, you know?
I love the honesty in what you do, and I think it can only work to your advantage in terms of your music.
Yeah.
Are you in a position to perform something for us with Junior here?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're hanging out with Tando. Don't move.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal on Peace Central. O'Neal on Peace Central. Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
Alright, we're back and we are hanging out with Tando in the studio. She's about to perform for us. Gina's gonna play some keys. And I mean, given what she does, this should be easy for her. She does a lot of covers. She'll share her handles and you'll be able to check out some of her work. Believe me, it's outstanding. Some of the stuff that I've seen, I have never seen anything in you know, it, like on that level locally. So I think if what she does or what I heard is anything to go by, South Africa and the continent at large is in for a treat. Tando, ladies and gentlemen. So you tell Gina if you like this, if you want him to switch it up, or you can tell him to play something that
anything soulful, man.
Okay, anything soulful. To work with
Nasty C, Manewa, Pretty Ugly.
Have they heard some of your work?
They have. Well, I hope they have.
Okay.
I'd love to work with Manewa. Definitely The Soil.
Yeah. You have a team that you're working with that's helping you get you out there?
Right now I'm on my own.
Okay. Are you looking for a team?
Definitely, I'd love a team. Okay. At some point,
share your social media handles with us and let's see who picks up. what you do. I think you're amazing, and I'm actually shocked that you don't have a record deal.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the handle is Tandonje. So it's Tandonje on all the pages.
I promise you, you need to check out her work. It's unbelievable. So that handle again is?
Tandonje.
Tandonje, a crossboard.
No crossboard, one word.
Okay, so it's one word. Now, are you going to be putting out a single anytime soon?
Yes, I'll be dropping a single within the next 2 weeks.
Is it ready?
Almost.
Sound wise, what can we expect?
R&B.
It's strictly R&B.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a title for it yet?
Say You Love Me.
Say You Love Me.
Yeah.
How do you relax away from music?
Spend some time with my friends.
Okay.
I'm always in the studio, so I always want to be listening to something.
Is it in Pretoria?
Yeah.
That's where you're based?
Yeah.
Okay. So you spend a lot of time in the studio, which is good. Listen, thank you very much. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I would love to have you back here.
I'd definitely love to be back.
So we can just chill with you some more, because I think some of the stuff that I picked up, in fact, if you can bring some of that.
Yeah.
So we can just play around with it as well.
I can give you a snippet.
Please do.
All right. It goes something like this. You say you love me. I know you don't. You say you love me, I know you don't. You say you love me, I know you don't. I know you don't, I know you don't. You say you love me, and I know you don't. You don't.
If what we just heard is anything to go by, believe me, this is your year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tando, for hanging out with us here today on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
We've got one more guest, the final guest, all the way from, well, she was born in Nigeria, but I believe she's based in the UK. She joins us shortly. Find out who I am referring to.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On one, two, three, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Clip Central. Radio has never been this good. A Pillow Clip Central. WOC, WOC. A Pillow Clip Central. Radio has never been this good. A Pillow Clip Central. WOC, WOC.
You're listening to OZ Beats.
Give me the love and the pleasure. I tell her thank you to mention. yeah, after the first time, I can't even wait to meet you for the next time. You go there with me, even if I don't get down. Got a nigga feeling like a king in his own prime. My best friend, my memo, I could solo. In love with you like OT loves the coke. But how come they made it a bean up? Because all of me say, you got it, I'm in a piece of
So she was born in London, she's currently based in Nigeria, and she's globetrotting at the moment. As a matter of fact, we are lucky to have her with us in the studio because she's scheduled to fly out to Cape Town tonight.
Yes, it's going to be turnt.
Shay Shay is here with us in the studio. Welcome to the show. Is it your first time here at Club Central?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. I need your handle so that I can tell everybody to tune in right now.
O'Neal Africa.
O'Neal
Africa.
Africa.
O-N-E-A-L Africa. One word.
Okay. O-N-E-A-L Africa. Okay, so back to the interview. Sorry. Hi.
Yes. So you prefer to being in Nigeria at the moment?
Of course. Yeah, man.
The sound. Let's quickly talk about the song I just played right now.
Yes.
It's Right Now. That's what it's called. What is it called?
The song you just played is called Mary.
Oh, it's Mary.
And Mary is actually a single, very, very brand new single that I just released a couple of weeks ago. It has a video on Vivo right now. You can check it out. It's featuring Fino. Fino Fino. Fino is one of our number one rappers in Nigeria. And he is actually probably the first artist that actually came up with anything that sounds remotely like trap music.
Okay. You know, and that's your thing?
Not my thing, no. It's just one of the things on my album.
All right, now your album, if you were to describe the album sound-wise, how would you, what would you say about it?
It's music. The album is music. It's just music. I have trap music on there, you know, just I'm part of the trap religion, I have to say. And then we have a lot of reggae on there with songs like Right Now and Murder and Healer featuring Sam Sultan. Then we have some High Life on there featuring Femi Kuti. Then we have some Afrobeat, you know, pop on there featuring Dibanj and Timaya. And then obviously Crazy featuring Wizkid. And then, like I said, Murder with Pat Rankin and Shady. So there's a lot for everybody. I don't like to pigeonhole myself or box myself into a genre because I do not come from that school of thought that you have to be an R&B or you have to be a solo, you have to be. I just do music.
But what is your foundation?
The church, gospel music.
Is that where you started?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever go back there?
Of course.
Okay.
But it doesn't make no money for me or anybody else that I know. So I guess I'd rather be singing secular music.
Does this work for you?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what has been the most, what has been the one place you performed that you enjoyed the most?
Mama's last year in Durban. I and Neo were on stage and we performed a whole number together, and you know, we went out and we just killed the stage and killed the crowd, and it was one of the most exhilarating moments of my life because the whole world got to see Shay Shay perform alongside Neo with a full band. It's great.
Did you take his number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we going to be seeing a collaboration of sorts at some point?
Yes.
Okay. So it's on the cards?
Yes, of course.
Oh, nice.
Definitely.
So tell us what's happening in Cape Town.
Okay, so I released my album, Sheyi or Shay. And if for any of you that have seen the album cover, you will see that there's a girl looking in the mirror staring at another girl looking back. And they are exactly the same two people. The perspective, however, is different. And so when you listen to the album, when you see the album cover on iTunes, you can make up your own mind about who you prefer, Sheyi or Shay, or who you think Shay is or who you think Shay is. All right? And the album is out now. And it was top selling 5 albums in its first week of release on iTunes.
Okay.
And so that urged me to basically take the album around Africa and make some new fans and say thank you to people for buying it, meet some people, get people voting for me, get people listening to the album. And I went to Ghana already. I also went to Tanzania already and Kenya. And the song that everybody seems to be like going crazy to is a song called Right Now that I released last year. And it's funny because a lot of people clearly do not know or did not know who the artist of that song was. Now they know. It's me, Shay Shay. So that's why I said we need to do a tour because these people need to know I am. They can't just be listening to my music, making it number one. They don't even know who I am. No.
Listen, I think you're on your way. One of the things we do here is do live performance.
Okay.
Gina here is on keys.
Hey, Gina.
You
howdy.
You let him know what you want to hear, you allow him to play, and you just play around with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You let him
this
know.
This is what this is like a freestyle.
Keys. Yeah.
Freestyle tins.
It could be something you've written before.
So you want me to lamba? So because basically in Nigeria, this is what we would call lamba.
Okay, what does that mean?
Lamba is just when just you just like, lamba, you just freestyle.
Yeah,
you know. Or Jones, actually. When we Jones, when you say we're Jonesing, you guys, for you, it's something else, isn't it? In South Africa, Jonesing is actually a place, right? Jonesy.
Yeah.
But for us, it's like basically like Cockney, like just saying any old thing and making it rhyme.
All right, so you ready?
Yeah, man, just give me anything you got. I don't know. That girl that was before me, she's dope, right? What's her name?
Her name is Tando. Headphones on.
Okay.
Headphones on
so
you can hear.
She's got me feeling nervous.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have anything to worry about. I've heard your music.
It's probably a bit loud.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, the mic's a bit loud.
That's fine. So it's now.
Can you turn the mic down, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
So are you feeling what Gina is playing right now?
Yeah. Okay, we can run with it. Turn the music up for me. Is this him? Okay. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Listen. I see you looking at me and I wanna take you home, baby. Yeah, I wanna take you home, baby. You see me looking at you and then you wanna take me home, baby. You wanna take me home, babe. I got a thing for you. Yeah, cause you look like honey. Hey, I got a thing for you. Yeah, yeah, and cause you look like, honey. Hey, please don't go away. Oh, no. Hey, I said, please don't go away. No. Say, I got a thing for you, cause you look like honey, babe. Let me say, I got a thing for you, cause you look like honey.
So what are you going back to Nigeria?
So we'll be leaving South Africa on the 24th, sadly.
Okay.
But between now and then, we're just going to do more promo, speak to a lot more.
How's that going? Is that going well
fantastic.
So far?
Fantastic. I mean, we've done so much. We've been in the SABC studios. We've been with The Guardian. We've been The Sun. We've been Trace. We've been everywhere. So it's been really fun.
Do you ever want to quit? Do you ever feel like maybe I should just quit?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think everybody does. If somebody says to you they don't feel like quitting, they're lying. I mean, in the beginning, when I was signed to Matthew Knowles and Music World and Sony with my girl group From Above, it was really exciting because there was five girls, multicultural girls, and we were signed to Matthew Knowles, and he's Beyonce's dad, so everything was really exciting. And we went on tour with Beyonce. We supported her I Am tour in 2009/10, and every night we were performing in front of 15,000-16,000 people every night, and it was amazing. And I was like, I want this to happen for the rest of my life. And then of course the group broke up after our reality show that was produced by MTV called Breaking From Above, which you guys can check out. Actually, may still be on MTV archives, I don't know. But that's really where I started to hate of the business, because the reality shows are really, really like in your face, and they really dig into your personal life and your personal space. And I didn't really like that much. But the group broke up. I moved to Nigeria to continue into my music career, and then it kind of just blew up. And I've been in Nigeria now for 3 years doing music, and I've shared some amazing stages with Chris Brown, Wizkid,
nice,
P Square, Rick Ross, Lauryn Hill, Mary J. Blige, and I've opened enough support for all these people, and I don't think I would have ever got these opportunities if I had stayed back in the UK or stayed in my group. So I just thank God every time I feel like I hate this job, I hate this life, I hate this career, I always think about the amazing things that I've done, and then I say, actually, you know what, I'm not going to give up and I'm not going to stop. And yeah, right now the song that you're playing in the background is actually one of the songs that really just blew me up even after Murder, and that was last year. And I signed an amazing record deal with Island Records last year, and they're a subsidiary of Universal. And this song is going to be their first single. Nice. So they're going to release this internationally on the 29th of April.
Listen, we're out of time, sadly. Thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast 30 minutes from now. Junior.
Yo.
Big up yourself. You did well, as always.
Thanks, Junior, man.
Thanks, man.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you. We out of here. We're back next week, Friday. Sure, this is Shay Shay right now.
Sweet. There is no contender. From the midnight to sunrise.
Cliffcentral.com